Forgive and forget. It sure is a lot easier to say than to do. When our spouses do something to wound us deeply, can we ever truly forgive them? And if we do forgive them, can we ever forget the pain that they've caused us? There was an almost unbelievable story in the newspaper a while back about a married couple in their late 70s. The wife, who was wheelchair-bound, was accused of badly beating her husband over the head with a bedpan. The reason she gave? Well, she said she had committed adultery in the 1940s in the earliest years of their marriage. She admitted her guilt and she asked for forgiveness, but said that her husband had constantly taunted her about her indiscretion until some 50 years later, she just couldn't take it any longer. In anger, she lashed out at him and nearly killed him. Now, maybe her husband had said that he had forgiven her for what she had done, but it was obvious that resentment was still very much alive inside of him. He may never have even understood what forgiveness is all about. According to Dr. Archibald Hart, forgiveness is giving up my right to hurt you for hurting me. Think about that great definition for a moment. It's only when we've truly abandoned the spirit of retaliation that we've forgiven those who've offended us. And until that occurs, an old wound can fester and pollute the mind and body for 50 years or longer in those who refuse to let it heal.
You can contact Dr. Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.